Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Izzo. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Lay up. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptation on 93 Sweet FM is. And I'm your host with the most, of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac on 93 Sweet FM. Izzo.
awesome, baby. Feeling good tonight, man. Don't play with me. Going down. 93.2 FM, man. Y'all tune in to the After Six Cruise Mix. We are live in full operation. I have my fly-ass co-host, Mr. Lou Lavish, otherwise known as G. Lou in his gangster mode. It's going down tonight, sir. Good evening.
Yeah, yeah. Good evening. Good evening, Tweed, and everybody out there in Tweed land. It is the After Six Cruise Mix. We are in the mix. Good evening, Sir Tweed. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Big shout out to Randy Mueller, Brass Construction. Good dude, good friend, man. He said, he also said he's going to stop back through as well, too. So, for all y'all, get up to get down and Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Doo. We finna bring it all back, man. So I had to open up the show with Brass, man. It's going down. Tonight, man, it's just a regular celebration of life. Celebration of oldies music. Celebration of family. We're undergoing these holiday seasons. Just a celebration of watching a rose grow. Listening to a bird chirp. You know, petting a puppy. Just some of the finer things that can make your head, you know, man, put you in the right space in your mind, in your body, your soul, and your spirit, man. So we only here to entertain, to have a good time, man. G. Lou, can you give a shout out to the sponsors for me real quick, sir?
Yes, sir, of course. First and foremost, got to give a special shout out to BTP Media Group. Keeps a lot of things rolling and keeps everything on point over here. So shout out to Jeff Bond and BTP Media Group. Got to give a special shout out to Stacey Adams, man. You know, Stacey Adams, they keep us fly, you know, all the time for decades, you know, and they still do now. So go to tweedcadillac.com, the website. Click on the Stacey Adams link right there, man. And that'll take you to Stacey Adams, and you can get hooked up with some fly gear, man. The holidays are upon us. You want to look fly. You know, so go to tweedcadillac.com, click on the Stacey Adams link, and you can get a nice discount care of Tweed Cadillac, Stacey Adams. Also, magnificentwax.com, that is the official wax of 93.2 FM-ism. Get at them at the website. Mention Tweed Cadillac and get a discount as well. That is magnificentwax.com. Also, Sun Sound Concerts and Tours, another official sponsor of 93.2 FM-ism. Go to the site, check them out, get hooked up on all the nice shows, tours coming to a city near you. Sun Sound Concert and Tours once again. Also, we got to give a special shout out to the voice and the memory, Mr. Boost Rothschild, the official voice of 93.3 FM, is a new spirit, and legacy lives on through the station here. So salute to you. Also, we got to give a shout out to Fun Diggity, Funnel Cakes, man, now known as FunDiggity.com. Officially online, serving the greater Los Angeles area. 5-star rating on Yelp. Go to the website, FunDiggity.com. Put your order in. Mention Tweed Cadillac, and they will hook you up as well. And got to give a special shout-out to the G. Lou Show every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday on Blog Talk Radio as well. Go to the website, theglushow.com, and get hooked up on everything within the show. And I believe those are all of our sponsors for the evening, Tweed.
Indeed, indeed. Also, a big shout-out once again, if you want to make your phone order to Fun Diggity, the number is 562-235-2333. We are cashless, so we're unjackable. We're open Monday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m. The address is 661 East 62nd Street. Or call DoorDash, Grubhub, Postmates, Uber Eats, all of those. But all you have to do is make your phone order, cashless, come up, somebody will come out there right to your vehicle with your hot and creamy and delicious funnel cake. Also, a big shout out to Choc again, C-H-O-C-L-E-T, Chocolate Grand Central Station, onestopfunkshop.com. So, man, let's get real jazzy tonight, G. Lou, man. We're going to do the low rider roadies. We're going to do some fly R&B. We're going to do some fly hip-hop. We finna have a great time, man. So make sure to tell a hater, tell a player, tune in each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Going down, man. Big shout out to Oakland,
yeah, yeah.
Man. It's been a lot of crazy stuff going on in the Bay over this last week. I'll speak on it, man. But I had to pull this rabbit, man, out of my hat because this is when Oakland and the Bay Area was tight, man. You know, the artist holler at me. 93.3 FM is this girl put it down, man. What a beautiful song. I'll tell you the backstory right after I play this. 93.3.
Come on, come on.
Shout out to the High Roll fam, man. They have a yearly event, man, in Oakland, man. Hieroglyphics Day, as a matter of fact, man. So big shout out to Oakland.
Shout out
Funny
to Hieroglyphics,
thing,
man.
Man, they tight, man. They are tight. They've been well-rounded. They've been putting down a solid backpack hip-hop foundation in the Bay since the 80s, man. Souls of Mischief.
Man, it's
a lot of people, man, in that camp. That really, you know, been putting it down. But the funny thing about Mystic is I was in Hollywood on Sunset at the warehouse record store one day, and they was passing out a cassette that had that song on there by Mystic, and they gave it to me for free. I jumped in the whip, going all the way from Hollywood back to South Central playing it, It's like, damn, that shit is kind of tight. And then maybe a month later, the video came out. You guys might want to check out the video. The name of the artist is called Mystic. The name of the song is called Your Life. And Soulfly, man, Soulfly. Soulfly. But she was so positive. And, man, it's just a whole way of living in life that we're kind of getting away from when things used to be cool, when you could go to the picnic and in the park. If Ali say something and call in, he'll tell you about the days at Chevy Hills Park or Ladera Park where just girls running around and people having fun and barbecuing, where you just don't even know what party it is over there at that table, but you know, you could talk right. And mingle and interact. When all black people spoke and was friendly and would share and invite you to come and have a meal, and just by being in the park.
Right.
Those are the days, man, that, man, it seemed like it's possible to come back to because of life, but man, life was really, really good, man, back then. It was so good that the only people that even know are the people that experienced it. Us OGs,
right.
When L.A. was a greater and a better time, man. And I kind of miss that. I truly do, man. I miss it.
Well, got the memories, man.
Yeah, and that's all I could do is share the memories, man, with everybody, and perhaps if they tell somebody, and you know, to tell a hater to tell a player, maybe we might could get it back, man.
Right.
But in the meantime, in between time, man, love is life. Life is love. Let's do it like this.
The answers of the universe are given.
Drive. You're tuned into 93.3 FM. Spectacular lowrider oldies, R&B, and everything in between. I'm Shirley Jones on the After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac.
Coming first with us, Latino belt, they sleek eye.
Yeah, no.
We do work a lot, pimp in the parking lot before we squat off.
Yeah, no.
You know, leave nothing but blunt doobies and empty cups.
Hello. Yeah, no.
That's our stilo, our ammo. Been dope since the demo, yo. Come and perk with us, twist it up, swish it sweet, the bag of blunt.
Hennessy and lemon squeeze, gin and juice, let's get drunk.
Indo blazing, Chevy racing, out of town, on vacation.
Doing it live on location, paper chasing across the nation.
JT, do you get ripped and keyed up?
Man, I rise with a fist, Cisco roll your weed up.
So turn the beat up, they cheat up, blow an ounce to this. You know the mommies in the club gon' bounce to this. So if you're tired, go to sleep, well fuck that.
You gonna hang out like my nutsack, bitch, pass my blunt,
wag, hunch it. Probably got a face in my lap while I'm blazing a stack, steady lacing the track. Now come and perk with us. We known to turn cigars into blunts, be at the bars getting drunk, and we far from a punk. Come and don't hide it, divide it. If you got it, then light it. Lift it high and unite it. Come and we known to turn cigars into blunts, be at the bars getting drunk, and we far from a punk. Don't hide it, divide it. If you got it, then light it. Let's get high and unite.
Smoke like a chimney. Got a gang of motherfuckers smoking with me. I gets down with Al Green, not that Bobby Brown or Whitney. Houston, that's where I smoke big with the South Park Mexicano. Low G, player Rashid, Bush with Bill, the Veterano. Smoke some hydro with San Francisco with my boy Mr. Key. Then hit I leave E213 with Frost and my boy Shorty B. And I done hit it with Exhibit, Too Short and B. LaKeezy. Hit 619, call Mad One, Ray Jr. and KDZ. The Frisco Mac had a sack in a 9-8 Cadillac. JT and the Louis crew. Then we blew with Matty Wack. I hit some yes there with the SXS on the dock of the bay. At 420 had a honey blunt with Coolio and Mac Dre. Cause I be smoking.
We know to turn cigars into blunts, be at the bar getting drunk, and we far from a punk. Don't hide it, divide it. If you got it, then light it. Let's get high and united. Come on in. We know to turn cigars into blunts, be at the bar getting drunk, and we far from a punk. So come in. Don't hide it, divide it. If you got it, then light it. Let's get high and unite.
Let me call my dog. The party started. Alcohol got me retarded. Talking shit, I'm cold-hearted. All the squares and the party.
Nothing left but super bad stallions. Dime pieces, sporting gold medallions. 20,000 times.
Every time we hit the club, we drink B.I.G. It ain't no waiting in line. We all VIP.
Now watch me get my young homies in with no ID. Cause it's a party going down when you're perking with me.
Now check it. What you need to get you hot? Good game is all I got. I pimp out in the parking lot, yeah, right before I shake the spot.
Eaves and trees, that's my drug of choice. I'll be that thug with a golden voice. Left the club in a Rolls Royce. We know to turn cigars into blunts, be at the bar getting drunk, and we far from a punk. Don't hide it, divide it. If you got it, then light it. Let's get high and unite it. Now coming. We know to turn cigars into blunts, be at the bar getting drunk, and we far from a punk. Don't hide it, divide it. If you got it, then light it. Let's get high and unite it. Now coming. We know to turn cigars into blunts, baby.
Hush, hush. James Alexander, the Bodacious Move Your Boogie Body Band, the Barcade, and we're night cruising on 93.3 the FM. Let's have some fun, cause we're too hot to stop. Yeah! Let's get it!
Don't let them know that you're feeling so low. Since this girl Thank you. You're tuned in to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Lowriders, Old School, R&B, and everything in between.
We're Ozone on the After Six Cruise Mix with Tweed Cadillac Baby.
First time that you heard that song?
I don't remember the first time, but I mean, immediately when I heard it, it was classic, man. You know what I mean?
It
like
was
I said, the whole
so
get down the video and all that.
Oh my god, it was
sure.
So fly. I would have loved to have been on a track like that. That is so fly to me, man. I just, man, been pulling rabbits out the hat tonight. I actually had a playlist, but I kind of diverted from it.
Okay.
I guess we are free to do what we want to do. It's our world, and we're going to share it with y'all. 93.2 FM. Lou Live is G Lou. Anything special that you want to talk about or listen to tonight?
No. I want to say I just, like you spoke on earlier, it's a lot going on, man. You know, it's the holidays, so I just want to speak on people out there being safe, man, and aware, man, and just on point, man. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. And I know you're hearing a lot of stuff going on. People, you know, getting violated, and an older couple, you know, lady got killed, and home invasions, and it's just, not to get somber, but it's just a lot of stuff going on, man. That man, I just hope gets better, man. And just people out there stay aware, man, and stay on point, man.
It matters.
I mean?
I'm so
because
glad that
the
they
season.
Caught the guy too. I'm really glad that they caught the guy, because he didn't know that lady was powerful in her own right.
Yeah,
and
not
only
know
was she married to Clarence Avant. For those who don't know who Clarence is, he's like a major figure. I'm not surprised that in their old age, they was chilling in Beverly Hills. He earned that.
Yeah.
She was a philanthropist. Man, she did a lot for black people. And a lot of people thought she was white. She's just light-skinned. But she'd been with that man for years. And for them to get to Beverly Hills and then here come a knucklehead with face tattoos and home invade you and kill that lady, man, that's
fucking
sad. That's really sad, man.
Really is.
I mean, it's
man,
so
I don't know. These youngsters out here, they on some other shit, man. I don't know, man. They on these
stupid,
drugs,
man,
and all type of shit. They not aware of what they doing, man. But, you know, it's getting really out of hand, man.
It is. In the Bay, I don't know if you heard about what's happening up here. They're
doing
crazy. Like
I've been
smash
seeing a lot
grabs.
Of shit. Yeah,
yeah, smash grabs and shit.
Yeah.
Shit that niggas used to do in the 80s, but they didn't take it to a whole nother level.
Whole nother level.
It's like, wow. But the
that's
places
crazy
that
too.
They're doing it for some purses that now you ain't getting
no
money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know,
you
now you
got
to worry about
it,
trying
and
to sell that shit.
And then on top of that, all it's going to do now is just going to really make it worse, because, you know, they're going to tighten up now. You know what I mean? So think about future shit now when people go in there and how they black people. You know, it just causes more shit, because all they're going to do, they didn't lose nothing. They got insurance. But they going to beef their shit up and tighten everything up, and it's just going to be that much harder on brothers just going in there on the regular. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. You're going to have to probably show your ID at the door.
All
because
of that.
They ain't going to just let a random person up in there. But then you go through all of that effort to compile all those people, assemble them together to go steal some purses that you got to hope that you could sell. That was
hope
the dumbest shit in the world. That was the dumbest shit in the world, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, man. I don't understand the real thinking of society as it stands right now. It's like we used to talk about that y'all be on some bullshit. It's beyond bullshit now. I have no idea what you could even call it right about now. They just tripping, man, for nothing, man. And look, the funny part about it too, what they didn't show you, but it's been on a few news casts up here, that everybody really didn't get away. I seen the San Francisco police beat down some fools that couldn't get away, and they mollywopped them. I mean, they rat-packed them, stomped them out. So everybody, you know, didn't get away all happy-go-lucky, as if some of the footage showed. Or they used some fools as some examples. Man, oh, man. I don't know what they was thinking of. I don't know who even convinced them to go do some stupid stuff like that, but wow. It is what it is, man. These folks, man, better get their life together. You know, they really need to get their life together, because you're making it hard for everybody else, man, and it ain't going to help you in the long run. It ain't going to help us in the long run. Feel me? It ain't cool, man. It just ain't cool, man. Let me play something, man, that a lot of people, this is really directed to some black men in general. Hold on. Let me find this. Something that you might need to hear just for a little perspective on how you possibly can make your life better. And just some words of inspiration. 93.2 FM. We're not only here, man, to preach to you. We're not trying to teach to you. We just want you to, man, we just want to reach you. 93.3 FM, man, check this out, man. All black men and women.
Embrace it. Embrace it all, because understand something. If you want to be a CIA man, a confident, intelligent, and assertive guy, understand something. You are going to be insulted because you're a winner. Winners always get insulted by losers. They're going to call you arrogant. They're going to call you condescending. They're going to call you, they're going to throw a bunch of insults at you, but what they're not going to say, what they're not going to do is they're not going to be able to beat you. It is going to dog it. Anytime someone is a winner, they have haters. Name me how many people hate Tom Brady and the Patriots. But you know who doesn't hate them? Patriots fans. People hate the Dallas Cowboys because they're called America's team. All winners have haters. Now, we understand that at the high levels, you know, and as sports and entertainment, but here at the, in the middle levels, trying to get to the elite levels, into the top 10%, I need you guys to understand something. People are going to come at you. They're going to say, you're, like I said, one of the biggest ones they're going to call you is you're full of yourself. You think you're so this. You think you're so that. You know who are going to say that? People who are trying to keep you down. They're not telling you that because they think less of you. They're telling you that because you have the nerve to believe in yourself and stand on what it is you believe. You're going to have men throw it at you, but what you're not going to have is some guy who's above you or better than you throwing it at you. You're never going to have somebody that you're trying to compete with saying you're arrogant. He's going to say, all right, that's what I mean. Do it. Be courageous. Push, push, push. That's right. Matter of fact, you're going to have winning kind of guys be like, yeah, yeah, do that, do that. You know the guys who are going to throw it at you? The guys who don't want to do the work. Guys that don't want you to put make it so hard for them. Then, of course, they're going to call you all these things. Look at him. You're over there trying to be opportunistic, and you're over there trying to schmooze, and you're over there trying to glad hand. I'm going to keep it real. It's always the keep it real dudes. What they're really saying is, I want you to stay down here. I don't want you to shine so bright it makes it hot on me. Could you not be so good? Could you not shine so bright? Could you not make me look like I'm just average and mediocre? That's what's at the basis of all this other kind of stuff. And I get so tired of guys who are smart, who are accomplished, who are capable, who have the stuff that it takes, dumbing themselves down to make other people feel better. Listen to me when I tell you this. Man, there have been so many times that guys have thought, if I just failed, they'd like me more. And what you're going to find is if you fail, you become just like the people that you think would like you more. They're going to still not like you. Matter of fact, they're going to resent you. They're going to say, look, I understand why I'm a failure. I understand why I didn't do it. But look, he had all these opportunities. He ended up right here. You don't do them any favors by failing. You know what you do? You go ahead and become the man you need to be. You go ahead and get up to the top of the top, 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 the tippy, tippy top. You get your name up on Mount Rushmore. You climb Everest. You make as much. You go as high. You go as far as you can and let the haters stand outside and call you whatever outside of the gate. That's right, outside the gates of your mansion, outside, while you're flying on your G6, let them call you all that crap from coach or on the bus. I'm a firm believer in this. That's why I was going to make notes on this, but I'm sorry. I'm just going off the cuff because I have seen this stuff so much in my life. I've had the people throw stuff like that at me, but you know what? I've never had somebody doing better than me call me any of this stuff. And it's one of the few things that you can rest assured that if you want to be better than the 90% of people, you're going to have people throw shit at you. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. Especially the men that you are beating. Now, let's flip it up. The women that say it, they don't understand it. Why? Why they're saying it? Because you make it harder for them to actually keep your attention. Oh, did I say that out loud? See, I've never had a woman call me arrogant. Or, I'm going to take that back. Take it back. Let me not be hyperbolic. Arrogant is a compliment for most women. Arrogant is a compliment for most women because it's like, damn, you got balls. You have courage. You actually have the courage of your convictions. You have enough to stand on it and say it directly to their face and not flinch. So embrace it. Embrace the arrogance. What's the difference between cocky and confidence? See, it's not bragging if it's true. If you're a winner, you're a winner. It's not bragging. The difference between cocky and confidence, I look at it, you can be cocky when you have the confidence that you know you're going to put the work in to get it done. There's one thing to sit around and talk about something, and you don't have the work, the hashtag show your work, you don't have the receipts, you don't have the numbers, you don't have the facts, you don't have the data, you just have the belief in yourself. Well, I'm still a proponent for that, because here's the thing, only you know whether or not you're going to do the work. But if you can say you're going to do great things, you're going to be great, because you know that you're going to do the work, then do it. Say it. Say it and make it, and put the pressure on yourself. Put the pressure on yourself to hold yourself accountable. So when you do make the result, when you accomplish what it is you say you're going to accomplish, nobody can say anything other than, he may be arrogant, he may be cocky, he may be this. Yeah, but he also got it done. He delivered. Don't have to like him, but there's the result. That's why I love this whole business of image. It's about outcomes. It ain't bragging if it's true. So like I say, embrace the arrogance. You might as well go ahead and get to learn to like it, learn to love it. Because you do no one any favors by saying, you know what, I'm going to dim my light. I'm not going to wear my suit on Saturday. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to dress better. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Matter of fact, I'll just sit around here and be like everybody else. Then they'll like me more. No, they won't. They won't like you anymore. And you won't like yourself anymore either. Because you know good and doggone well you're cheating yourself. I don't want you to cheat yourself.
That's right. G. Lou, I'm so impressed by you. You have a lot on your plate, sir. You're juggling 4 or 5 different radio shows. As I'm trying to stress and do the best
trying,
I can
brother.
Over
Thanks.
Here. And we've had our experience of haters. You know, people didn't believe that your show would go as far as it did. They really didn't believe my show would go as far as it did. But once you have a conviction and you believe and you know you are, and like Kevin said, we put in the work. While they around chilling, smoking weed, what are we doing? We programming, trying to get guests
right.
to make our platform better each and every day.
Right.
So, man, I commend you, sir. A 1,000%.
Thank you, sir. Likewise.
I commend you.
Likewise.
Likewise. One more, and then we're going to get into some classic Spectacular Lowrider oldie. Check this out. This is what it's going to come down to.
Fuck this back and forth bullshit. It's a big waste of time. You want to put it all up, Mr. Backerman? Huh? Come on. Last set. Shoot it all. Race to 9 for 80,000. I'm betting this big time action brings out the dog in your boy over there. Did I just stutter or something? Did I just stutter? A few minutes ago, it was like a pool hole, this motherfucker. Now it's as quiet as a church. Is this your first time in a pool hole, Mr. Beckerman? Is that it? Your clothes getting a little mashed? Let me tell you something. When you walk out of here, you'll have the smell of this place on your skin for a week. Every time you put on that suit, you will think of me taking your money. Because I'm the only one in this room who knows how fast your boy can run over there. You want to know why? Because I bred him. How the fuck does that make you feel? To be in that position with all your money on the table.
How much you got, Joe?
What?
Total. You put down 80,000 like it didn't matter. That's a lot of money for somebody like you and him. I think it matters.
What's the difference?
I'm a millionaire. That's the difference. I lose 80, I get another 80. For me, it doesn't matter. See, I think it's you who's sweating this. The both of you. People in pool rooms don't come across this kind of take but once in a lifetime, and now you're going to put it all on the line against John because you think he's going to choke? I don't think so. I think he's going to choke. You want to shoot it all? Let's shoot it all. How much you got in your pocket?
I got a couple of thousand.
You?
500.
What about your ring?
What?
How much for your ring?
You want my ring?
You said it, Joe. Shoot it all. What's it worth to you?
I paid $2,800 for it.
$3,000. Covered. I'm going to leave you with nothing. Nick, make sure, please. It's all there. I'm going to have a drink. You want to have a drink?
Huh. Hi, this is Calvin Hines from The Intruders, and you are tuned in to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Lowrider Oldies, hosted by Tweed Cadillac, baby. The After Six Cruise Mix, because love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're out.
Promise of love was written on your face. You
live at the function, straight up in the junction. Perfection is what's perfected. 93.3 tweet FM ism, baby.
Everybody out there ready? It goes a 1, 2, 3, and perfection to D. It's like essential. He has to live up to his potential.
I work real hard all day and night. I get to it and do it because I want it right. I got paid.
Tone.
I do.
See me turn into something.
Yay, yay, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm in to say something terrible.
So don't care.
Yay, yay,
uh-huh.
For sure.
Bitch!
I pops my God international.
Me and my young wife, she's got off awake in the desire field.
You know that's being, being, being.
Chopping up my teeth in the kitchen with a safety pin.
I tell a bitch in a minute, check his name and know I'm pow. And so what if I drive a motherfucker's dodge to the right cow?
Banangle, crooked paperwork.
Bitch!
My angle.
All I wanna do is park. I just got a few coins, saved a couple of bucks.
But my goal in life is to maybe one day, maybe on a star bus. A concrete digger.
Make you think that we some kids.
I can go to any hood in the world, nigga, and fit right in. I go to jail, I ain't gonna tell, even if I'm 50. If I get out, I get out with my pride and my dignity.
What's an ounce of weed times 4 weeks in a month?
And $300 a pop, my broccoli habit ain't no fuck. I keep telling my genius that I can stop drinking Moesha at any time. Went back to the double OG shit,
what that Carlos Rossi rhyme.
Jane and Snow White, fuck a flight, Greyhound gon' get you right. Can't you smell the tires burning? I hope you're learning. Once you fuck with me, bitch, there's no returning. I ride for the pay, 206 to the 81 tray. We sell that shit all day, I guess Ritter. Hella dope to the biggest bidder, game spitter. The road is bad, I fucks with her. Give me some gin, I put some juice to it. Try to stay out your pen, cause I ain't used to it. I'd rather hit the street, make a gang of riches. Drop the top, turn up the beat, and bump a gang of bitches. Never lagging, dick hard, pants sagging. I ain't tripping, man, I fuck a hoe in a station wagon. Dick it down and then I'm out. I know my Midwest dogs know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Indian chief, give me dap like that, told me come back beast. You want a smoke on some leaves?
I said for show show, you got the dojo, it's off the hinges.
I'ma holler back in about 2 weeks when I handle my business. I'm in this,
straight to witness, we best than no beginners.
Serving this game like tennis, from the Frisco Bay to Venice.
We might be sipping our cognac, yeah, close deep butt naked in a limo.
Me and three females with whale tails, puffing out endo.
We call a collar from here to Guatemala, man, you ain't knowing.
Smoking big with Latinos, Filipinos, like white Samoans.
We blowing smoke in the air, play out with the rich and the wealthy.
If you're down with the game and you does your thing, let me hear you say hell.
Now
we be stacking our chippers, smoking zippers and taking trippers across the land. Known in Japan as the man of porno pictures.
Keep some vagina in China and South Carolina.
Got a cheerleader from the Denver Broncos, Cowboys and
49ers.
Tycoon shit. Yeah, area shit. I represent. I know. No. Don't check myself. I sponsor the Y2Yak. Yes, big day. Yes, sir. E-Fizzle Majid. Yeah, the originator. You ever smell me pimping? Playboy. Y'all smell it, don't y'all? I'll stop doing this shit, nigga. I stay coming with it. Getting down with my V-Town motherfuckers, you know? Latino velvet up in this house. We've been popping our collars and slick talking and. You smell me spit that game where you invest in tycoon caliber shit. You smell that? All on a popper stopper. You know, up in this motherfucker percolating. Yes, sir.
Ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay, ta-ra-ra-boom-dee-ay. Oh, what a joyful day to frolic and play. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? I was captured in Cambodia while cavorting with a Cambodian. Anything you need, name it, name it. Heavens to Murgatroyd, his shooting has improved immensely. He's in the next room. Wonderful, wonderful. I'll just snag him with his tea strainer. Then it's a go. Unlock the door and make me free. The kid has class, taste, finesse, recognizes talent. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? Come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. Baby-o, baby-o, wherefore art thou, baby-o? And 1 second to exit stage right.
Raise your eyes on the God, but have no kind of worries if I die. So pussy clock try, danger feel stepping my way. Body get cremated on a Friday to do a die way. The death threater, fender, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer, we knock out count winner. The gun reacher, busting shot teacher, your funeral servant church preacher, your black first coffin seeker, the body saluter, the gat shooter, the brown bill at Brooklyn trooper, the cocky mountain mover, the face basher, the Mr. Brain smasher, the ass waxer, the drunk money,
the money stasher, gun blaster, razor slasher, the human asthma, breath taker, body dumb waster, the Glock cocker, the block locker, the rock chopper, the shot popper, the jock cock blocker, the face splitter, human disgrace get up, the lady shitter, phone jones up, sneak over fucking babysitter, the chronic smoking, gun toting, hearse initiated, crack supplier, the human drug generator, the honey gamer, the chicken tricker, the flicker, long dick pussy sticker, the ready to bust that ass kicker, the track maneuverer, the box barrier, the off the dome rapper, the C-74 ox carrier, the gun seller, the chest sweller, the stick up smack bank teller, the money back dweller, the stitch provider, the guest rider, the clip inserter, the bullet shooter, experter, the man next to murder, the whole big sister, the cut man, the out on one clan, the stun hitter in 34 days in the month man, the front man, the Brooklyn representer, the beat down center, the two brothers, the hottest niggas out this fucking winter, the girl cheater, the beef ass beater, the street sweet keeper, the body, the concrete meter, the blood skeeter, the weed smoker, the liver choker, the spot stock broker, the rough, the pitcher poser, the card scrambler, royal flush, same suit, poke the gambler, that's the amateur, damateur, snap master without the camera, the big guzzler, the slug to your mug hustler, the drug juggler, the crazy thug hustler, the Lexus warner, the chain ring and bracelet launderer, the chamber smoker, the mansion having sauna soaker, the corner stander, the style crammer, the takeover spot block commander, the Glock one cop handler, the razor spitter, the fasto castle getter, the transmitter, North Carolina vagina hitter, the ass kicker, the internal hawk dog sticker, the red scope body hitter, hang with digger and the booty lickers, the trigger happy, thought my gun call a fatty, my gun blow out, create way patterns to keep your hair nappy, to the death sticker, M.O.P. bell ringer, how about some hardcore fan singer, the jam swinger, the nautical wearer, the car canine man, the Mr. Get Jig, the fly man, notorious ready to die man, the Noah killer, the expert slayer, the white girl gangbanger, the Virgin Mary fucker, the Jesus hanger, the vital kicker, the drug dealer and title stripper, the idol flipper, the cross breaker and Bible ripper, the black history driver, the racial thinker, the 9-9-5 robber, the jaw sinker, the hell fighter, the revelation writer, the Egyptian spirit and writer, the black body bag tire, the money stasher, the nigga crapper, the AKA club basher, my brother got a record bracker, the battle spinner, the grand prize winner, the life and death beginner, the 95 and the stay high with the heaven sinner, the cocaine cooker, the hookup on your hooker hooker, the 35 cent shorts on my 2 for 5s overlooker, the rap burner, the ice to Tina Turner, ass whipping learner, the hitman, the money earner, the talent just without the derma, me and my little brother, the cockney back, bust me off nigga undercover, the Glock to your head pursuer, the Big Daddy Kane, little Daddy Shane overdoer.
Mama told me do not depend on me. You find your wings, live clean, follow your dreams. My boy, you could be anything, keep that energy. Used to tell me I had hollow legs, eating everything, staying hungry, road staying bumpy. But when I'm on the track, it feel like everybody loved me. How could I stay grumpy? We be on the beat till the days ain't sunny. Make money till people wanna take change from me.
Daytime running, nighttime gunning, always into something. That's the way I like it. Daytime running, nighttime gunning, always into something. That's the way of life. We starving with big appetites. We only seen at night, behind the tinsel of daytime. Out of state for more, pay out the country for the bag. Out of space for the fortune. My wheels turn as the world does, and my elbow keep me feeling buzz. I was chilling with cuz and blood started set tripping. He family and he just now started crippling. We all can't get off like O.J. Simpson. The life we lead, the life we chose. From the cradle to the casket closed. Banging in the veins and powder in their nose. Enemies turn to real foes. Hoes turn to hookers. And hookers turn to lookers. Promoters wanna book us.
And trap stars wanna cook us like crack.
always in the sun. That's the way I like it. Always in the sun. That's the way I like it. Daytime running, nighttime gunning. Always in the sun. That's the way I like it. Daytime running.
You are listening to 93.3 FM. Spectacular, the variety, oldies, R&B, and all in between. You are coasting on the After Six Cruise Mix. This is David Pick Conley from the Platinum Group Surface. So tune on in with us and get turned on.
betting on the pot. That's the last song that they all did together. David, Eddie, Melvin, everybody from old to new was on that song. Dennis, it's like, wow. And Rick James made that happen, man. Much love to Otis, the last man standing. The originator of the group is the last man standing. Otis is like, I think he's 81. But for him to have been there from day one, put it together, The Temptations is one of the greatest movies of all time as well. But
oh,
for
yeah, definitely
Otis,
the greatest movie,
man,
for the music, definitely. Yeah.
Man, we didn't watch it. I know personally I probably didn't watch it about 24,
every
5,
time it's on,
times.
If I turn
exactly.
the channel when it's on, I'm leaving it on that channel.
Exactly. What's your favorite scene? What's your favorite scene in,
man,
the,
it's
in
so,
the movie?
Luke? There's so many. I think I like my favorite. One of my favorites is when they're doing Just My Imagination, and you know they talk about, you know, how a man was leaving the group and then he turned around and he was gone. You know, man,
and
it was just
looked,
so many
yeah,
touching
yeah.
things.
Yeah, he
yeah,
looked to
man.
His left and Paul wasn't there.
Yeah.
And he tripped.
He wasn't there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine was when yeah. the girl, when the first manager brought, had them all in the car. She got the rag top black. She showed him a big old stack
yeah.
of money. And he's like, well, where's our cut? It's like, well, this is mine. You know, I don't know what you're
yeah.
talking about. This is mine.
Yeah.
And then when she was back, and after they blew up, and she was sitting in that room by herself, it was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, that was a
yeah.
great movie.
Beautiful
who
movie.
Who would have thought?
One of the greatest.
Man, who would have thought that Otis would have withstood the test of time to be able to have lived it, started the group, and be the last member? I'm sure he misses everybody. No matter what trials and tribulations he had to go through with Eddie or David, or Paul, or everybody. That man, memories, man. Wow. Try my best, man, to get him on the show, because I'm pretty sure I know every Temptations song that I'm sure he forgot. But, man, that guy, man, big ups, man, the Otis, man. And just like when the lady said, Otis, you the one. You the one that kept it all together. You know, and I love you as a man. I mean, that man, super dope movie, man. Super dope group.
Yes, sir.
The Almighty Temptations, man. We got about 15 more minutes now. What I do want to say is thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. From our online listeners, make sure to hit the follow button. Everything matters. If you have a show request, hit us up at tweakoutlikeatyahoo. If you just want to get some music, some pics, you know, some apparel, merchandise, tweakoutlike.com. Let me figure out what can I do that's real fly right about now, man, for all of us. Because, I'm all over the place. I done diverted completely from my playlist. And I'm just freestyling. So let me see, man. What's on your mind, Gindu?
Man, it's all on you, Tweed. You got it. I'm in the passenger
seat. Well, Dundilio, man, I'm finna take y'all back. Steve Arrington, the Almighty Groove Slave, man. Life can be happy, man. Open up your mind. Seek what you will find. 93.2 FM. Yeah.
Life is only here for just a while. Now watch the ruckus walk around with the underground. 92.3 on your FM dial. How you like it now? Sick of that modern auto-tune music, where them bubbles at? Run it bad, watch me do it on an open track. No exceptions to perfection, I'm spitting no hesitation. Check the dialect, giving much respect to my veteran. Like he next to kin, tell me go again. Sham, you got the dopest pen when you going in. Lyrically intensified game is what I told that man. Back on my shit again. Rapping ain't easy, but it's the way you lie. Similar to pimping when you verbalize. How you look at life through the OG eyes, living better lives. Wish I could do it twice. Feeling and feeling like killing any instrumental in a minute. I'll be deep up in it. Spinning competition, but tonight I'm just chilling, bumping that tweet on the radio. Tweet, tweet Cadillac, baby.
Cadillac, baby. Just say 92.3 on your FM dial. The only station bumping the Funkadelics and the Temptations.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
93.3 FM-ism. G. Lou, I need you to take us out with your famous parting words, because, man, I am hyped. Man, Misha said you need to take your ass to bed, because I'm up in here dancing and shit and tripping. So, man, take us out, man, with your famous words of the evening, please, sir.
Oh, man, I just want to say God bless everyone out there. Thank you for joining us tonight. We had a fabulous time. We couldn't do it without you. We love you all. We'll see you next week. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. Remember that. And to pray. G. Lou, I'm out. Tweet Cadillac, baby.
And you know this, Smokey.
Mr. Scarface, been walking down the block. Out jumps the fiends and steals all his rocks. Pulls out a gun and shoots down all the fiends. And Mr. Scarface went up the block again.
All I have in this world. All
oh, yeah.
All I have in
Mr. Scarface
is
back
this
in the motherfucking house once again. Yeah. Dropping some tattoo. Mr. Scarface, too. On your motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck about the chatter in the background. Niggas get beat when they just this exact sound. If you don't know, I recommend you check and ask the motherfuckers how many heads I put to rest. I play a game, but the game ain't roulette. Slinging cane is the thing, and I bet that there's a lot of wannabe Scarfaces. I've heard the name in 99 different places. I made a question all original will speak. Scarface on your ass from the streets. I left my cut in fear of a prison term. They wanna put me in a chair and let me burn. So go to prison on a murder rap, fuck that. I refuse to be a visitor at state's camp. So I broke and left behind all I worked for. He's a vet, I'll be sentenced for a drug war. And many wanna know why I slowed up. It's either that or get fucked. Cause laws get happy on the trigger. Say fucking put a cap in a nigga. But this ass ain't made for no caps, homie. This ass says exit only. So I get in the wind, but hey, a nigga still stole the quarter every day. I sat around for 6 months black, waiting for the day to make a comeback. And now I'm ready for combat. Mr. Scarface is back.
Back
in the South Park, 6 o'clock on the dot. Checking on my old rock spot. I seen the same old set. The small timers see me throw they jet. Bills in 128. I got myself a bag and I can't wait to cut them up small and make a profit. Niggas on the cut short stopping. Fiends will see them small then they go. Where? To see the motherfucking pro. One nigga got pissed and started reaching for his shit. 357 on your ass, fool. Like I said before, you don't get a second chance, dude. Unloaded on his ass, he was hurt. 6 shots, put his dick in the dirt. Laid him out like a motherfucking rug. Getting pumped full of 38 slugs. Some other nigga stepped out, y'all. Oh shit, I had to make a phone call. Fucking Uzi machine, Big Chief packed an M16, Will and AK with a banana clip, and Little Bill had a goddamn pistol grip. I hit a little lamp and got me a bun, and that's about the time they got drugs. One more war took place, you been coming a shit starter, or call me Mr. Scarface.
I have in this world.
Made a oar all alone. You know what happened next. Another bitch came by to give me sex. It was kinda strange, I was thrown off. The last bitch got a head blown off.
ain't surpassed up no booty. She started tripping at the door, oh goody. I got in that ass with the quickness, fucking her down with the Disney. I didn't have to pretend I loved her. All she wanted me to do was just fuck her. So I gave it up to the lady, and all she said was fuck me baby, fuck me baby. I started soaking in an outrage. The whole while I was staring at my 12 gauge. The bitch was making noise, said I'm killing her. And all the while my dick was hard and he was feeling her. I made a nut as she fell to the floor. I heard a knock on the front door. I grabbed the 12 gauge from the bedhead. Who is Fred? Who the fuck is Fred? I stood by the door. By that time someone jumped in the window. Now what the fuck was I to do? The bitch packed a 22. Hit him in his head, that she laid him. The nigga standing by the door, sprayed him and hit him for the back. I seen that same old brown Cadillac. It kinda fucked me up at first, cause the nigga that drove that candy rode away in a hearse. I opened up fire on the posse, who I was shooting for was standing right behind me. I had a double barrel pointed at my ass, cause this be the end of Mr. Brand. I don't know what happened to the slut. Well, that's about the time I called the door, it opened up.
On your ass, Trick, I'll be damned if I go out like the last.
5-0's on my ass, man. They know me by the face, but they don't know my last name.
I
now I'm back on the case.
Yeah.
Call me Mr. Scarface.
93.3 FM. God bless y'all. Good night. Tune in next Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. It's going down in a real way. God bless y'all.